Hello, heavy metal time is over and it's time for Guys with Microphones, the very best show this side of, I don't even know anymore, probably the Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean? I don't know.
Maybe
the Pacific. I like the Pacific Ocean.
The Atlantic is my favorite. I just like things that come first in alphabetical order.
Like Kyle. Kyle comes first in pretty much everything.
Kyle has a little bit of a premature ejaculation problem.
The Atlantic isn't very clear. The other ocean is very much more Pacific.
I get it.
It's funny because...
It's funny because Joe's not funny.
It sounded like he ate the S off the word.
Yeah. Joe's good at eating things. All right.
Like
so,
Skittles.
Yes, like Skittles. That's what I meant, kind of. All right.
Well, no, I mean, like, look my hand.
Joe is just a constant eating monster kind of person.
He is chewing into the microphone like a sexy beast.
Am I even audible on this? I'm very confused.
What?
I'm trying to figure out if I'm even audible on this.
I don't know.
My audible sponsors a lot of podcasts. We could probably get them to sponsor us.
Can you hear him?
I can hear him, I think.
Okay. Well, I'll just go with it.
Hello. Balls. All right.
Hello.
So yeah, we've got some new equipment in the booth, which is why we're kind of trying to get everything figured out. So if Owen, you can't hear Owen, well, aside from the fact that nobody cares about that.
I like to shorten equipment to quipment, but then I shorten it to quip, but then I shorten it to quit.
I shorten it to Quidditch.
So now we have some new quit in the booth.
We have some Quidditch in the booth.
Yeah, in the booth, we're all quitters. Yeah, it's kind of sad, actually.
All right, so first thing, we have a call-in today, but for the first thing, we have a no David Bowie policy, so there'll be no Bowie on the show. So instead, we have Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses. If someone could get him on the line.
Yeah! Hello, guys with microphones. My name is Axl Rose. I'm here to talk on your show today.
Swag. So tell me, Mr. Rose, how high are you right now on a scale of 1 to 20?
My brain is in a permanent state of high ever since the 80s. Yeah!
That's a pretty swaggin'. So, you're on a scale of 1 to 20, you're about Charlie Sheen.
Pretty much! You know, I'm gonna be on my computer layer playing an MMORPG! If you wanna join my guild and we can take down Dragorax, the evil Shadow Dragon, yeah!
What game is it?
I have no idea, I can't read!
Oh, okay. If you can't read, then how do you sing?
A lot of memorization, I guess!
Oh, that sucks, I'm bad at memorization. Do you have a secret? How many children have you molested, Mr. Rose?
I have no idea. I lost count past 300.
Mr. Rose, please take a seat over here.
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. I'm calling in. How do you expect me to take
a seat? Yeah!
I have a question.
Yes, sir!
How overrated is the Slash?
Slash is... Well, he's really not that good. I mean, he was kind of the first person to do what he did, but he didn't do it the best. Yeah!
Can you tell us your secret to being so awesome and famous?
Long blonde hair! And screaming when you should be talking like a normal person! Yeah!
Are you supposed to talk like a normal person when you sing?
I can't even remember! I don't even know how to talk anymore! All I can do is sing! Yeah, welcome to the jungle! We got fun and games! Oh, sorry.
I get stuck on that voice sometimes! I can't get off of it!
It sounds like you're castrated by a horse. Drugs.
That doesn't make any sense!
Yes, it does. You can get chemical castrations. Joe knows all about chemical castrations, right, Joe?
Of course.
Yeah, see?
All right, well, Mr. Rose, thank you very much for appearing on our show today. But unfortunately, we have to drop
you. Wow, Owen, where were you during that call?
Oh, you know, I was outside.
He was outside getting stoned.
Saw a movie, got some coffee.
Got laid.
Got a ladle.
Yeah.
I made soup. Hey, who wants some soup?
Talk soup?
Talk soup? No, that's like the worst kind of soup ever.
It's like talk radio.
Yeah.
I hate those idiots who get up.
I hate
those idiots
radio.
Who just get up there and then, you know, talk for like half an hour and just say a bunch of unfunny stuff that nobody cares about. Don't you hate them?
Yeah.
And
they
hate
have,
them.
Like, obnoxious call-ins.
Oh, God, it's the worst. And then David Bowie.
Oh, God.
What an asshole.
So glad we finally got rid of that Bowie guy.
Yeah.
All right, well, like I was saying, we're going to move on to our next segment. It's time for the philosophical debate. Now, today... We have the
You're wrong! You're wrong! You're wrong! It's not today!
It looks like he's here already. This is Joe Narom. He's here to debate with us whether or not aborting God should be possibly of having guns as the Republican Party.
What?
Mr. Narum.
You're going to have to you're going to have to say that again.
I said if aborting babies is God of the Republican Party, maybe does not exist objective morality.
Jesus.
Well, I think personally, I'm going to jump in on the debate here. I think that to having the subjective morality is maybe if a God not want to do heal you is.
But what about when the thing does place horse ass to twatch?
Well, the problem is when you are have to be the God, if not God exists, then Muslim for do atheist terrorism.
But Jesus got horse, Jesus crucified death people.
But Jesus to exist was the God?
No, Jesus was God to exist.
But Republican Party.
Oh, God damn it. You're right.
Psalm Virtue, Corinthians textbook.
States clearly, thou shalt hate gays and black people. So saith the Lord.
Happy 20th anniversary of the LA race riots.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, so there was like NASCAR was going on in LA and like the one guy didn't win, so like everyone rioted? Is that what happened?
Well, no, it's called the race riot because the guy who didn't win was black and everybody accused him of being racist because he lost or because he won.
Black people are so racist.
I know.
Why are they so racist?
Why?
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 You.
You.
Horse.
You. Your mother.
X. R.
God.
Z.
Jesus.
Q. Skillet.
Baal.
Patrick.
Skrillex.
Dumbledore.
Fupa. sorry. No, not Fupa. Damn.
Fupa.
Sopa. Hermione.
Pipe cleaners.
I'll clean your pipes.
Lamp.
With some pipe cleaners. If you know what I mean. I heard they're kind of rusty. What?
My pipes don't get rusty.
All right. Everybody shut up.
All right.
For our next segment.
Paul,
they're made out of PVC.
Thanks for all your help, but we're fine. You've got it, but I don't remember.
Okay. Anyway, we're going to delve into the massive pile of show mail that we get. We have a little mailbox right outside the booth where we get mail every day. All right. Oh, man, we get a lot of mail. All right, our first letter is from Harry Winkle in Pittsburgh. He says, Dear guys with microphones, I like to listen to your show while I sleep, but I fear that I am starting to become Paul because every time I wake up, I see him standing there and he tells me what to do and I feel like I have to do it or I'll die. Is this a standard thing that happens on your show?
Well,
here to help us answer...
Mr. Winkle, here is my advice. I would recommend first shaving your Harry Winkle, and then I would just realize that I stand over everybody's bed in the night, staring down at them as they sleep, and if they're hot, I'll masturbate, especially if they're 12 or younger. Oh, yeah.
Pretty much age.
Yeah, no, not touching that.
Something insulting was just cut out here.
God damn it.
All right, our next letter comes from a little boy named Billy Bob Jackson.
Ooh.
All the way in Texas. He says, Dear Joe, are you Santa? Because you sound very Santa-ish, and I think I've seen you putting presents under my tree once or twice. Joe, will you answer this question?
No, Billy. I just work for your friendly neighborhood Fidel Castro. Those presents under the tree are actually Cuban cigars, You know, there's got to be a market. You got to smuggle them into the United States somehow. So that's why I use the reindeer. You know, they're the only really big flying animal that you can use to transport the goods. And, you know, Fidel pays me pretty well.
See, when I'm smuggling things into the country, I use a big flying sexy Alex man. You know, you just get a long run up,
big,
jump on his back, and he starts
Alex
going
man.
Flying.
Big sexy Alex man. He's big.
Don't say his name. He'll appear.
He's coming.
Big sexy Alex man.
He's big sexy Alex man.
Yeah.
Big sexy Alex man.
Yeah.
Big sexy Alex man. He's gonna fuck you up.
Yeah.
Big
sexy.
He's sexy.
He's Alex man. I think Joe just like shit himself.
That was a piano crash.
That was a piano crash off a cliff.
Obviously.
Off a cliff.
Yeah, it was drunk.
Oh, that happens to me a lot. I mean, I turn into a piano a lot. I don't mean I'm drunk a lot.
I would just like to point out that Joe is the kind of guy who, when he has a bunch of leftover coins, arranges them in order of size.
Oh, God. My dad the other day told me to go get something from his wallet, so I pick it up. And, you know, I thought he'd tease me, you know, like, take some cash out of the billfold place, very obviously. So I do it. I open it up, and I look, and all of his bills are facing the same direction, and they're numbered, ordered.
Wait, how many Williams does he have?
He's got Shatner's? Several.
William Shatner's?
William Shatner is fucking awesome.
Who keeps William Shatner in their wallet?
I do.
What kind of... Besides, like, Star Trek fans.
Oh, you know what? Probably when they need to negotiate prices.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, that's not that funny, actually.
No,
it's just a reference.
Well, this is Joe we're talking about, so of course it's not that funny.
It's amusing, right. Not funny.
All right, next piece of mail time.
You know what? Someone should actually email us saying, I'm funny. Please.
Okay, so this next letter comes from Steven Blubio.
Thanks, Kyle.
He asks us.
You're welcome.
Dear guys with microphones, why are you not funny? Seriously, I hate all of you. Paul's a dick. Owen's a faggot. Joe's gay. Kyle should just die. Fuck your show. I hate you. You stupid assholes. Please burn in a fire and die. P.S. Fuck you. Steven
okay.
Blubio.
Well, see, first off, you hit the nail on the head there. That is exactly why we're not funny.
Well,
everything you said, especially Joe being gay. Or maybe you didn't say that. That's just something I'm assuming.
I like how Paul's a faggot and Joe is gay.
I like how you dissed Kyle.
Yeah.
I think even though we may have our differences, I think we can agree that it's fun to diss
okay,
Kyle.
Okay. I know how to make this person like this show.
Naked women.
No.
That's what made me like the show.
He'll the show if we take it off the air.
No. I'm gonna do a very short bit here and he'll suddenly like the show. Just here it goes.
Mass Effect.
Whoa.
Done.
What's with all the Mass Effect references? You don't think I'm talking about Steven, do you? I wouldn't do that. I don't reference people in real life on the show.
No. You're talking about Steven Blubio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez.
He likes Mass Effect. Didn't you know that?
It says in the letter, PPS. My favorite game is Call of Duty. And fuck you for thinking of Mass Effect.
He said duty.
Duty. I like duty. Duty is delicious.
All right. Our next letter is to Joe. It says, Dear Joe, man. I think you are the hottest man who has ever existed on this planet. If you would stop by my house tonight for a few hours of candle-filled, incensed, no. Meatloaf-filled... Hot,
ungreased, in the band or,
backdoor lovin'. I would be very, very obliged. P.S. I am a hot young supermodel named Clarice.
Screw that. Joe's stopping by my house tonight.
You can all stop by our house tonight. Party at Paul's house tonight.
In his pants.
For those of you who don't know, his address is Cuba.
The biggest difference is if Meatloaf...
It's the place right next to Fidel Castro's asshole.
If it's Meatloaf as in the person or food.
It's Meatloaf as in the underground metal band no one really listens to.
I hate all Meatloafs.
Nibelhorns.
They are so glorious.
Oh, glorious Nibelhorns.
But that was very nice of to write that to me.
Of who what?
If you weren't mispronouncing her name, I might be offended. Offended? Outfended? Forfended? Defended?
Are you a football team?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm the entire St. Louis Rams in one person.
Explains why they suck so bad.
My quarterback is Legion, or we are many.
Guys, all right, we're going to move on to the next segment, sports show.
It is time for our sports show.
The Cardinals lost last night.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
What was the score?
They was, like, bad.
You know, I think John Ramsley needs to up his game playing because he's not scoring enough touchdowns, and he's not really getting enough forward offensive momentum, so, yeah.
And like, you know, what's up with Kurt Flood's appearance in the third period? I mean, he was not trying at all. It was his fault for getting all those penalties.
I know. I think it might be that he's made, like, one or two too many baskets, and now he's full of himself.
And then, like, the judges, you know, they keep on giving Ozzie Smith, you know, like, 10 points for
style.
No, and did you see that dunk Ozzy Osbourne had in the middle of it?
No, I didn't.
Were you watching the same game?
I don't know. You didn't see that? It was amazing.
Wait.
No, he ran all the way around the bases and then dunked the ball.
We're talking about the major leagues. You're probably thinking about the minor leagues.
Oh, okay. Well, he ran all the way around the bases and then dunked the ball.
No. Oh, and I saw that. That was after... he had the flaming trapeze artist fly through the hoops.
Oh, nice. Okay, usually after like 2 hours of baseball, I'm asleep. I don't even know why I'm a sports newscaster. I'm really just a...
It's because it pays well.
It does. Actually, it doesn't pay well at all. I just come into the booth and talk, and people listen.
I'm very obedient. So, everyone, you know, whenever the seventh inning, the seventh inning stretch comes on, I always feel obliged to go to the store and buy some Charles Schulz comics, and, you know, just a guy off the street that's a crack addict named Jack.
Yeah, I buy crack from
Jack,
the crack addict.
Jack the crack addict. Yeah, he's gonna fuck you up.
Oh boy. Am I the only one who's kind of looking forward to that?
Nope.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of men with creepy, deep voices.
Oh my god, it's
we
big
have
sexy
Alex at
Alex
the door
man.
Now. No, he's not. He's not getting in.
Yes, he is. Let him in. Let him in. He's
let
big
in,
sexy
Let
Alex
in our bro, Alex. For those of you that don't know, because this isn't a visual show, Alex is entering the studio.
And Alex
now
is
that
big
I brought
and
my
sexy.
Camera.
Applause time.
Yeah! Woo, woo, woo!
Great job with the sound effects board there, Jake.
Summon ninja.
Ninja, ninja, ninja. Ninja, 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 ninja.
You know, I played that for David, and
I'm
the speakers run outside.
Ninja, 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 ninja.
Well, 200% ninja.
Okay,
Alex,
your
turn him down.
Too loud.
Yeah, okay, I got it. Sorry.
It is not too loud. What are you talking
How's
about?
How's that?
Have you heard about my new, Alex, have you heard about my new rap group? It's Ninjas with Attitude straight out of Compton Drew.
we actually,
it's funny because ninjas.
Speaking of rap groups, we are going to have the rap time now.
The Booth Rhapsody.
Thank you, Dragon.
Wow, that clipped.
The look on Joe's face. I'm not sure.
No.
Wait. We have another piece of mail. It's for Alex.
Oh, shit, bitch.
This one comes from Mrs. Forgenmeingenheimer's kindergarten class. They say, please, Alex, you are the coolest person on the show. Can we please stroke your beard?
Absolutely. Just come over anytime by my house at, like, the hours of, like, oh, I don't know, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Like.
Roughly.
We also sent a picture. Look here. Look at the picture.
Ooh, it's a naked. It's a naked one. Cute. High quality naked.
Oh.
It's a nudist colony preschool.
Oh, yes. You can come over, little children.
Oh boy.
Hey, you know Paul left a water bottle in here.
Whoa, that's stupid.
All right, now our new guest on the show.
That's
is
not
going to
water.
Be, everybody, shut up. We have a new guest on the show.
Those are vaginal fluids.
It is Paul's water bottle. Welcome, Mr. Water Bottle.
Splish, splish, splash, splash.
It's Bindi Water Bottle.
Mr. Water Bottle, how many spirits do you have trapped inside you to have all those awful voices come out?
Vodka,
splish,
rum,
splash, splash,
wine.
32 spirits.
Yes.
Splash.
And I have two voices.
I notice splish. You have Alex's German personality captured within there. How exactly did he get in there?
He stuck splish. His penis in me.
Splash.
I see. I also notice you have one quietly whispering splash. Is that the spirit of water back there? I think her name is Poseidon.
Splash, 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 splash.
I see.
Splash, splash, splash.
Oh, that's just offensive.
Splash.
That's disgusting. I honestly, magnets. We're censoring that out.
Barrels and magnets and barrels and magnets.
Guys, please stop saying that word. Please stop it.
Magnets.
Magnets. Magnets, ninja.
Magnets, magnets. Magnets.
It got
how the hell did
Westboro Baptist magnets.
What?
What?
I don't know.
What?
What?
Yo.
Yeah.
Y'all motherfuckers better stop talking about magnets before I put some major clown style hurting on every one of y'all.
Hey, man.
I beat up a clown when I
Dave
was
Matthew,
three.
Dave Matthew, shut up.
I was gonna fuck my dick.
Dave Matthews, shut up. No one likes you.
I'm afraid there's going to be Stephen some serious clown style face punching going on in this booth if y'all don't shut up and learn to recognize
face punching time.
Well, it looks like Owen, Paul, and Alex all left the booth, and I'm now joined by Dave Matthews, the ICP.
He's a big and
I'm sorry, who's the third person? I forgot already.
It's Bindi water bottle.
Oh, yes, the water bottle.
Man, what's going on with all this crazy ninja shit? I got a talking water bottle, two rapping clowns, a guy who hasn't been popular in forever, and my mic just got a lot louder.
There we go.
This is some good stuff, yo.
See, now every... See, now everybody's here. I've got throat cancer.
My microphone's
I agree with David Matthews.
My microphone is a dildo.
I'm glad he is David Matthews, not David Bowie, y'all.
And David Bowie.
You're not allowed in here. David Bowie.
David Bowie's are now...
Ich bin die water bottle that trapped David Bowie.
Ich bin die ejaculate.
All right, I'm back in the studio. I'm just going to tell you, we have a no Bowie policy on this show. No Bowie's allowed. And no Bowie ties.
No Bowie. Bowie.
Also, or no
so
knives.
What you mean is no Jake's allowed.
We're going to have to censor out that last name.
Turkey.
Bowie.
Let's say turkey instead of
Bowie.
Bowie, the Explorer.
From
Bowie.
Now on, he'll be known as Jake Bowie.
Jake Bowie.
Just referring to him as Jake Bowie.
Hey, I like
why don't we call Jake Bowie now using the new technology that we
have? We have new technology phones in the booth.
Okay, he's probably still in play practice.
No,
he left.
He left.
Okay. Let's pull up his number and...
Wait, you guys are going to play?
Before we do that, while Paul is working with the tech, Alex is going to try to steal stuff from my pocket. Alex just took my wallet.
Level up. I am now level
that darn
two.
Alex just took my wallet. All right, now two. We're going to read some new viewer mail, listener mail. Here it is.
Ow. Come on, Mr. Radman, what are you doing?
This next one calls from Sam Krilla. He would like to know, dear guys with microphones, I really like your show, but I don't like how it's completely visual. I wish there was visuals to go along with the amazing audio. I really like hearing all your voices, though I'd like to see all your faces, and possibly lick them, too. Please
then
respond.
Donate to our Kickstarter.
Well, you know, we can just...
Hi, Kickstarter. Dick. I'm sorry I couldn't take...
He's not sorry. He's a liar. He's
an asshole.
At the tone, please record your message.
I will not record a message.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I'm just going to hang up the line.
Dang it.
At least we know hear what we're saying.
Hi, Jake. He should be able to hear what you're saying because we're on speakerphone. We're calling you from Guys with Microphones, and we're recording this, and we're posting your number on the air along with your home address and your approximate penis size. Love you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
For those of you that don't know, Jake's last name, penis size, and address are all...
No, his last name, penis size, and
Africa.
Address...
His last name is penis size?
No, his last name, penis size, and address are all turkey.
Turkey.
Alex, we opened the show today with Sabaton.
Yes!
It was glorious.
You should have done it with Dragon Force.
No one likes Dragon Force.
Everyone loves Dragon Force.
No one likes Dragon
Force. Well, you're not a human. Go be a furry somewhere else.
Furries. All over my face and genitals.
Don't talk to Thomas that way.
You have toy box on
there. This is an auditory show, so it's best if we keep talking, people.
No!
Oh, never mind. I was confused.
This is the awkward silence that we'll have to cut out later.
Alex, we had our sports show earlier, but now that you're on, I'd like to talk to you about some sports. You like sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sports. Yeah, football.
Yeah.
Did you see the touchdown?
Yeah, it was in the basket, right?
Yeah, and...
In the overtime inning?
And then it got a double play.
Oh, nice.
Did you see the part where they ran around the base and then did the thing with the baseball bat and the sword?
Yeah, oh, I found that to be quite impressive.
I thought it was a little showy. I don't know. I think Elvis Presley has been getting a little too heavy-handed with that sword lately.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as a shaving cream wiffle ball tournament, though.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
It's too bad that the Cardinals did that thing...
To the Rams.
To the Rams.
In the butt.
In overtime.
Oh, that was bad.
Yeah, and then when they went into free throws, oh, man, I need to shit myself.
The Cardinals can't do free throws.
No. Especially not since Albert Pujols left for, you know, the circle jerk competition down in Florida.
He was popping J's all over the place, you know. He'd be balling like Wall.
Hey, baseball players, you know, they got to hit the ball, then quit the ball. Angry hour.
Okay. Guys, it is time for a new segment to be introduced by our local metal voice expert.
This is time for Angry Hour.
Clipping like a bitch. I hate it when I'm taking a shit, and all of a sudden there's no toilet paper left!
Oh my god, I hate
that! What's up with that?!
I hate it when I'm writing, and then my pencil that breaks, but the sharpener won't work!
I hate it when I'm taking a physics test, and then we cover something we've never done before!
I hate it when I'm talking to someone, and they won't shut up and let me put my point in!
I hate Anger Hour!
I hate it when my balls are itchy and I'm standing there at polite company, I'm not supposed to scratch them, and I scratch them like a boss, and people get mad at me, and I hate that.
I hate it when Paul's balls get itchy too!
Yes, and then Alex scratches them for me.
I hate it when the podcast isn't funny!
I hate all of you! Oh.
I hate stuff too, guys.
I hate black metal and death metal and thrash metal.
Only Justin Bieber! Only Justin Bieber!
I hate everything!
I hate homosexuals.
Ich bin die Hater!
I hate the Westboro Baptist Church, but I also
hate all of those things too.
It has to do all.
Yeah, guys. I definitely.
And I hate the Jews!
I hate what's on their name.
Hitler killed the Jews for me. Death metal vocals!
Death metal!
Yeah, I hate stuff, right? Yeah.
I hate it when someone ruins the bit with their attempts at being individuals.
God
damn it.
Shut the fuck up,
you stupid whore.
I hate it when the microphone clicks.
Clip it!
I hate when coins are lined up according to size.
I hate it when people line up their coins like a pretentious asshole.
I'll stick your coins up your pretentious asshole.
I hate Max.
Do you hate Big Sexy Alex Man?
No one hates Big Sexy Alex Man.
Not even Hate Hour?
Big Sexy Alex Man is gone.
I fapped a Big XX Alex Man.
I hate it when I run out of breath on my vocal.
Out of breath. I hate it when I run out of lotion when I'm trying to fap the Big Sexy Alex Man.
Throat traps out on me.
I hate throat cancer.
And that was Angry Hour. Thank you very much.
I hate manual tonsillectomy.
I hate stuff.
I hate premature ejaculation. I hate premature birth. I hate when I ejaculate on a prematurely born baby. I hate when we don't actually end Angry Hour when we say we do.
Oh, that irritates me too.
I hate when the segment runs over. Die!
Screaming about it.
I hate being a premature 16-year-old.
And that was Angry Hour, ladies and gentlemen.
With Paul operating the mic.
No,
so
it's Happy Hour.
If you could understand any of that through
the
clipping.
We give you 30 points.
We give you 50 understand Mike's points. And my head hurts like a bitch now.
My throat hurts.
Just email.
My penis hurts.
Me, please.
I can fix that, Tam.
GojoYo@yahoo.com.
We just had a new letter delivered. Oh, let's read it.
Please.
All right, this letter is from... it's from the janitor right outside. He says... Dear guys with microphones, shut the fuck up. You're too goddamn loud. Stop your fucking death metal, please.
Never!
I'll kick you out.
P.S. Stop being racist.
Sincerely, the entire janitorial squad who is outside the door right now.
And black.
Hi, guys!
They're being black outside the door right now.
Hey, guys! Can you hear us out there?
Ow!
We got your letter. We didn't like it. We didn't like it one bit.
We're gonna throw it on the ground, and guess what? You're gonna have to do.
Pick it up and throw it away?
You're gonna have to pick it up.
Because that's what you're
pretty radical.
I know, because you have to
clean. Radical, dude.
Sup, man?
Right, before we get any more 90s, we're going to scale it back to the 70s. This next letter is from David Snowy. David Snowy is writing a letter to us. He says...
Remember the toll booth, the payphone stuff? That's illegal. I don't care.
Your mother's illegal.
Joe wants to do something illegal. His name is Joe Moran, and he's got British citizenship.
Guys, I totally continued to fill in a bubble on the ACT even after the person said to stop filling it in.
Oh my god.
You're so hardcore.
Oh. You got a badass in here.
You should be in prison. You're sick.
Guys, I went jaywalking earlier today.
Yeah.
I'm so serious.
Order in the
you
court.
You know what I did?
There is
I
no
got,
court.
Order.
I got
we are now.
Shut I'll
up.
Take a
I
cheeseburger
got to another man
fries.
In Missouri.
Order.
I'll take some.
We are now going to hold the trial of Joe Moran for supposedly filling in a bubble
after the time was passed on a Scantron sheet. Will the defense please support raise their argument in favor of Joe Moran?
Your Honor, Joe Moran had selected his answer, but had not yet filled it in. His due was just filling in the answer he had already chosen, not changing one.
Answer accepted. Now, with the offense, please bring forth the charges against this boy.
Joe is a bitch.
Oh my god. Sir, I have not prepared a defense
order,
for that.
Order! Okay. So, Joe, what do you say in response to these charges that you are a bitch?
I say that it's true, but only
not
because
guilty.
My... Not guilty.
Oh. Well, I think he's not guilty.
Damn it.
Adjourned.
Ah, fuck you.
Thanks to the stand your ground law, I'm acquitted.
You should move to Florida.
I should.
And shoot black people.
Hey, that's what I do.
With
just
what?
Make sure they're wearing a hoodie.
Guys, we're already in St. Louis. I mean, isn't that already like the national sport here?
Oh, yeah, good
point. No, the national sport here is being shot by black people.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's the national sport everywhere except Florida.
Pretty much.
All right. Time for our next letter. Our next letter is from Shaquayque O'Neill. She writes to us from the NAAA, the National African American Advancement
Association. NAACP.
And she would like to say, dear guys with microphones, there is no racist content on your show at all. I am extremely proud of how open you are to people who are different than you.
Except for blacks, Jews, Muslims, Mexicans.
Well, thanks, Shaquayque.
Guys,
fuck you too.
I hope you know she's not actually for the official black group of America.
She's from the Illuminati one. Okay, anyway.
She's from the other official
everybody
black
knows
group of
the,
America.
The
NBA.
Yeah, the NBA.
Well, you stole my joke.
Also, thank
you. You stole my joke.
Guys,
of
everything good gets stolen from Joe
guys,
Moran.
The letter isn't done. All right, it also says the letter continues up. Thank you very much for not making any references to black people like saying we're all in the NBA or saying we shoot people or anything. I'm very proud of you, and I'm glad I don't have to wait under your bed and slit your throat tonight for making racist jokes.
At least we don't talk about your dropout rate.
And if you ever did have to slit our throats, Joe's address is...
England.
Horse.
Scotland. My asshole.
Pig.
Ejaculation.
Moon.
341.
Walrus!
That's his address. Oh, wait, we censored it out, didn't we? Oh, sorry.
I hope so.
No, the beep is his address. He lives in Owen's mouth where the beep was emanating from.
321-321-321.
It hasn't been in my mouth. Usually because I eat them.
I come
Owen's
into your mouth
whore.
All the time.
Owen's a whore.
I'm a whore fetisher. I like to eat people. Has anybody ever noticed that the clips on these doors look like drunk elephants?
Yes. It's so true.
Herp derp, let me just stick my trunk into my eye and take care of this. I really wish you could see this, guys, now.
Oh, yeah, it's not a visual show. We'll show it to you in the, I know we've probably
show
plugged
notes.
This before.
We'll show you in the DVD version.
The Guys with Microphones movie is still in production.
I have my Flip.
We're going to use a better camera than Flip because Flips suck major penis.
I'm sadly
again,
do.
I'm
yes.
sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an early adopter.
Here, guys, we'll give you a quick little view of it. I'll hold up my microphone to it and you'll be able to see it.
Whoa, that's so cool.
It's high tech,
oh,
man.
Look what I'm doing to Paul. That's awesome.
Whoa,
oh, he's
going to
be sore tomorrow. Oh, man, look. Now
resurrection.
We're fighting. Now
God
we're fighting
damn it,
the orcs.
Can you stop smacking my arm, please?
Should we try to enter the insert name of school here, Dance Film Festival? Like with the guys in my... I mean,
oh, that massage feels amazing.
That was just me punching Kyle.
That would mean that the movie...
Hey, it's time for Punch Kyle.
It's time for Punch Kyle!
Ow!
Oh,
no, no. Ow! My vagina!
Okay.
Ow! I think I shat myself.
Fuck you, bastards.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
The Kyle has been punched, and now it is time for more mail. We got a lot of mail. I want to answer it all.
Well, this is guys with microphones.
Yeah. We get like five times the number of mail for a usual show. All right. This letter is from the Four Guys in a Booth podcast. they would like to say, dear four guys not in a booth because you're all fucking gay. Why are you all such faggots for fucking stealing our fucking goddamn shitty name?
Wait,
Rudy
really?
Poo, fuck you, dick, cock, munch, ass, lizard, holy piss, shit, 29 assholes tied in a knot, holy dick, fuck, cunt, fuck you.
I just realized this is the first time we've actually had four guys in the booth.
Only four. It's a miracle.
I would like to respond to this letter.
This is the first time I've had less than four guys in my asshole.
You see, gentlemen, ninjas ain't
hours.
Shit, but wizards and bitches.
So there. Dick.
All right. I noticed we've been taking a lot of letters today, but now we're going to have another call in. Can someone get him on the line, please? All right, today's call-in is Ron Jeremy. He is a world-famous Satanist. Oh, that is a devil worshiper. He is here to have a debate. He is here to have a debate with Pope Benedict the 18th.
Let's be. What the fuck? Oh, excuse me. What is my church music?
Your Honor, I'm sorry. He is a Satanist, and he is required to play black metal everywhere he goes. Hey, turn it down, Ron. Ron, turn the music down.
Resurrection!
Uh-oh.
The Pope is in the building.
Guys, continue with this.
I'm here, bitches. I sound different than my predecessors due to my throat cancer from sucking little boy dick.
This music off is joined by Bob Costas and Mike Shanahan. We're here to talk about it as your broadcasters.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man? We're here to talk about this music battle here between the Pope and Juan Xiaomi, who is a Satanist.
So it looks like the Pope has started off with his chorus of angels. Let's see how the Satanist...
He's pretty good. Let's see how Ron can stack up against him. Ron, your move,
buddy. Fuck you.
He is masturbating Buffering. For a satanic ritual.
Ron's theme music has a loading time.
Your child is under the influence of Satan.
And it looks like Ron counters with a very satanic song. Let's see how the Pope responds.
This is the music I
heard. And the Pope's put the Satanist in checkmate. Let's see how he gets out of this.
You don't get out of checkmate, dumbass.
But he's in check. Sorry, he's in check. Never mind.
You can't castle out of check either.
Stop tricking. You can't castle out of check, can you? Whatever.
This is my theme song.
Get ready for the Pope's new song.
We're gonna get copyright sued up the ass.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have good on?
Do you have good on?
Yeah, with modern music, it's much more likely. And the Satanist counterstrikes with his missile, sending the Pope's right flank into oblivion. No, like, that's where he wants him to go. And it looks like the Pope is going to a horse race.
This is the music I fapped with. Cheese grater rubbing along my schlong.
Gentlemen, I think this music battle has gone on long enough. Alright, now, I think it is time for the theological debate section of our show.
Holy shit, this is gonna be awesome!
This week, Ron Jeremy versus Pope Benedict the 18th.
And I'm, I'm Steve. I'm just gonna. I'll just be here.
Get the fuck out of here!
Hey, Pope! Pope! God doesn't exist.
I'm an atheist.
The Pope is an atheist, ladies and gentlemen.
I win.
No, because you believe Satan exists.
I don't even believe in a god because there is no god. And for me to believe in Satan, I have to believe in God.
Gentlemen, I am God.
Holy fuck.
Mr. God,
okay,
Mr. God,
I have a question. I'm David Ayaki.
Mr. God,
how do
magnets work?
Oh, magnets, it's not that fucking hard.
We're being charged, guys. Are you turning out my microphone?
I don't know why you clown humans love talking about the fucking magnets. They're not that cool.
Fucking magnets, how do they work?
Get out of here, ICP. You're going to hell.
Ninja.
Mr. Pope, I have a question for you, actually.
Yes.
This is God speaking.
Yes, your most
question.
Honorable Highness.
Have you touched any boys lately?
All of them.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Yes. I have done what you have commanded in your secret commandments.
The 11th commandment, don't get caught touching young boys.
No, the 11th commandment is don't get caught. The 12th commandment
is an extension.
Yes.
I didn't write those commandments. You humans butchered my commandments.
What is your stance on gay marriage?
Do it. My stance is that no one should get married because marriage sucks. Just bang a lot. Have a lot of sex.
Okay, good. I already do that.
Get drunk. Those are my only two commandments. Have sex all the time and get drunk. Dear douche-off Moses decided, I'll change
procreation
these.
Is the eighth
I'll
sacrament.
Change these to say don't kill people and stuff. No one cares, dude.
I thought desecration was the eighth sacrament.
I'll desecrate you.
Oh, boy.
No, the ninth is decimation.
Decimation.
Then the 10th is sodomization.
Oh, yeah.
All right, friends, I bring disappointing news, but the me is going to be leaving the studio before too long.
Goodbye, piss! God. Say hi to Grandma for me.
Your grandma's in hell, dude. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm going back.
Say hi to
heaven.
Grandma for me, Satanist.
Yeah, alrighty.
She sucked one too many dicks in real life. Oh, man, now I feel bad. God damn it. I'm sorry,
wow.
Grandma.
Trolls remorse.
You.
Trolls
wow.
remorse.
I love you, Grandma.
Wow, you just went way too far.
Trolls
yeah.
remorse. Trolls remorse.
Oh, fuck. I love you, Grandma.
Wow.
In the butt. Yes. No!
Wow.
Damn it, my default response.
I am sending this to your family. I am pointing them to like 40 minutes so they can listen to that.
This one bit.
You got 40 minutes. We're going to wrap up the show before too long.
Yeah.
Aww.
Damn it. I want
to
go home.
Before we have one last segment,
you don't have
this is Somber Samuel here to tell you a sad tale.
Hey, guys. This is Somber Samuel. So one day, there was this guy, and his name was Joe.
Ishbindi Joe.
And he has quite a sad story because he didn't want to go to the slew dance, but his mom is like, hey, Joe, you gotta go to that dance, man. And then Joe's like, I don't want to go to that dance. And then his mom's like, too bad, Joe. I never loved you.
This story fucking sucks.
Well, I'm sorry that it's a sad story. I'll.
And then they all die in the end.
I'll show another one. Okay. So one day there was this guy named Joe and
he said no.
And
she punched him in the face.
All right, that's all we have time for.
He went to a vending machine.
I'm afraid that you
nobody cares about your vending machine.
Right,
he got some Skittles, but then the Skittles were all gone.
The Skittles were all gone cuz that Travion Martin took them all.
Probably. See,
he deserved it.
See, George Zimmerman was just trying to defend his Skittles.
I wonder what happened to that bag of Skittles. Like,
I think he took it home and ate it.
George Zimmerman took a bag of Skittles and ate it.
I sincerely wonder.
All right.
We are now calling Kyle. I mean, Kyle blah, blah, blah.
Kyle censored last name.
I'm sorry that the quality is shitty on this.
All right, you know what? We're calling Disneyland. I'm going to get the number. No, we're wrapping this up here soon.
Hello, this is Kyle. Back to you. Bye.
Fuck you.
Hi, Kyle. We're calling you from here in the booth.
Hi, Kyle. You're not here.
Fuck
laugh,
you.
Laugh, 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 laugh.
Fuck you, fuck you.
We're in the booth. Happy birthday, Kyle. Everybody say happy birthday.
Happy fucking birthday!
Happy
Nipples.
Nipple horns.
Hey, nipples.
Joe is trying to do something illegal.
Yes, Joe. Joe.
We're wrapping the show up.
No, we're not.
Either way. All right, everybody. I am going to leave the booth now.
Wait, no, don't. You don't. Oh,
okay. So you may end the show without me because I am gone. Thank you very much.
As am I. I'm going to go. Have fun with two guys in a booth.
Big Sexy Alex Man and Little Scrawny Owen Man are leaving now.
Have fun with two guys in a booth.
All right, let's call Owen.
Hello?
Someone ninja.
Happy fucking birthday!
That's like the worst kind of order.
What?
All right. Everybody shut up. You just went to Cuba. I have a question for Cuba. Have you touched any boys lately? This is God speaking. I have a lot of sex.
Hello, guys, and welcome to... I guess, hello, guys and ladies. Anyway, welcome to Let's Have Paul Interpret Something as Being Dirty.
Oh, boy.
It's where I will say something, and then Paul will interpret it somehow, making it dirty. So...
Do I get to talk British so it sounds more sophisticated?
Be yourself. Like you know, it's gonna work best if you be yourself. Like I'm gonna try to throw you for a spin here. All right,
meat spins.
Good job. All right, so
mouse pad. I read a story one time about a guy who had a mouse crawl up his asshole and then it died.
Is this true?
No, it was a gerbil.
Oh, I hate gerbils.
Yeah.
Fruit of the loom.
Rub it all over my large pulsating nose.
Lamp.
Oh. I was listening to a comedian the other day, and he said,
If six cops have to have sensitivity training to know that shoving a lamp up a guy's ass will seriously injure him, then they shouldn't be cops.
Berries.
Dingleberries.
Ice cream.
Shrinkage.
Milkshake.
My main cheek tease beat the boys to the yard. Damn right. They're better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Emma Watson.
Oh, she's hot. She's seriously, seriously hot. Like, especially for a British chick. Seriously hot.
Okay. Turkey.
I'd smack that gobbler.
What? Jake Turkey?
I'd smack Jake Turkey any day.
Right in the gobbler.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter.
I'll show you my Harry Potter.
Community.
Orgy.
High school.
Orgy.
Group of people.
Mass.
Matter. That takes up space.
In an asshole.
Red.
Blood dripping from a violated nose.
Sisyphus.
Sounds like an STD.
Super terrific dudes.
Porn star name.
Comic book strip.
Stripper name. A stripper who dresses up as Superman's name.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah. Let me think. Oh, I bet he's got a small encyclopedia. I was going to say large encyclopedia, and then I realized he wasn't actually brown.
Compact disc.
Show you my compact disc.
Apple.
Okay. Let me think. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, if you know what I mean.
Arch.
Ing penis.
Pulse.
Aiding penis.
Rig.
What?
Rig. Oil rig.
Lube.
Clock.
Cock.
Block.
Yeah, sorry, I'm at SLU.
Naked people on a block.
I'm in the building right now. So, are you coming?
Let's turn this up so we can hear what Joe's saying.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Sue.
I've got gotta go soon. Iron Man.
Iron Rod.
Decathlon.
Sounds like decapitation, and frankly, when we're talking about this, I don't want to think about heads getting chopped off.
Violence works. Jakarta.
Jakarta?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's a place in India.
It is?
Yes, it is.
India?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Harem.
Owen Smith. Carpenters.
Wood.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Squirrels.
Johnny on the spot.
Got Johnny on her spot.
G-men.
Seamen.
Sailors.
Seamen.
Paul's grades.
Seamen.
Trying to think of more. First letter of carrots with man after it.
Seamen.
What you pour into a sidewalk.
Seamen.
I'm out of
what I mix with my milk. Seamen.
Squirtle.
Vagina.
I took you a while with apple. Sheet.
Sheet. A lot of things can be done with a sheet.
White trash.
Kyle.
David.
Black trash. No, white trash. I take that back.
Steve Urkel.
David. My trash.
Steven Urkel is equal to David.
Two equals?
If this is C++. Or no, is that job? I don't remember. I don't remember anything.
I don't even know anymore.
Well, this has been Let's Interpret Something Dirty with Paul. Thank you very much.
I'd interpret something dirty with her.
Paul, you're on top of your game as always. Oh, we should have some outro music.
I just ate a dead hooker. And now it's time for the outro music.
You just want to sing?
Oh, yes. Wait, unless I can... I might be able to find something German. As Owen is apt to play German music on the outro.
Hail. Who wrote in the first
space? German music.
Space Jam.
Let me see what we got. Here we go. This name is in German. I don't know if there's any singing in German.
Who's editing?
I'll edit.
All right. Oh, are we going to make the Gmail?
Hmm?
Are we going to make the Gmail account for guys
sure.
with headphones?
Hmm.
This has been another production of Guys with Microphones.
Thank you for listening. Catchphrase.
Stay sexy. Joe Moran needs a sex face.
The Englishman signing off. Except you have to say it in a British accent.
Englishman signing off. There we go. And stay sexy.